Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Reuters reports the FAA met this week with telecom and airline officials to push to retrofit and eventually replace altimeters that might face interference from C-band 5G. C-band wireless does not operate in the same bandwidth as altimeters, and some older altimeters don't properly filter out all C-band transmissions. Microsoft, Apple, and Google committed to building support for passwordless sign-ins across mobile, desktop, and browser platforms in the coming year. Google revealed this will let users choose their phone as a main authentication device, with the phone unlocking method used to sign into a web service using a unique FIDO-compliant passkey. Bloomberg sources say the Chinese central government ordered government agencies and state-backed companies to replace foreign PCs with domestic alternatives within the next 2 years. The government reportedly estimates this will replace 50 million PCs used by the central government, and this policy will eventually apply to provincial governments as well. Reuters reports Elon Musk is in talks with high-net-worth individuals and large investment firms about financing his $44 billion Twitter acquisition. New financing, which could come in the form of preferred or common equity, would lessen the necessity for Musk's own wealth to be tied up in the deal. Sources say Musk has also been talking with Twitter's current major shareholders about possibly rolling their existing stakes into the deal instead of cashing out. Musk tweeted he would try to keep as many investors in Twitter as possible. Elon Musk would owe a $1 billion termination fee to Twitter if he walks away from the deal. CNBC's David Faber's sources say Elon Musk is expected to serve as temporary Twitter CEO for a few months after he completes taking the company private. An SEC filing also shows Musk secured $7.14 billion in equity commitments from investors for the acquisition, including $1 billion from Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison. Spotify announced Spotify Island in Roblox is now live, which gives players access to quests, the ability to unlock some free items, and access to an in-game merch store. The store features exclusive Spotify-branded merch that could be worn in other Roblox areas, as well as merchandise based on artists, who will receive Spotify's portion of the sale minus Roblox's cut. Spotify Island features a soundtrack using Soundtrap, a Spotify audio creation tool, and there's a new playlist available on Spotify itself called Spotify Island, available to stream. The new Roblox area features a concert stage, but no performances have been announced yet. Fortnite's been hosting concerts since 2020, and last year Roblox partnered with Sony Music to bring more artists to the platform. The U.S. nonprofit National Bureau of Economic Research studied usage of Chivo, El Salvador's national Bitcoin wallet. Since it launched last September, around half of Salvadorans have downloaded the wallet, which came with a $30 incentive. Of those who downloaded it, 61% have stopped using it. Remaining users tend to be unbanked people who use it to hold and transfer dollars. The European Commission charged Apple with abusing its dominant market position with Apple Pay, taking issue with Apple preventing other mobile wallet app developers from accessing NFC and other relevant hardware. If found guilty, Apple would face a fine linked to how much it charges for its mobile wallet services. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said the company believes the ongoing semiconductor shortage will drift into 2024. Intel previously estimated the shortage would ease next year, but Gelsinger said the shortages have impacted chip-making equipment, making ramping up new factories more challenging. Apple published a developer update clarifying its policy on removing outdated apps. Apple will remove apps that have not been updated in 3 years and which not have been downloaded at all or extremely few times during a rolling 12-month period. Apple will email developers about apps facing removal, giving them 90 days to update the app or appeal the decision. Instagram began testing a full-screen home feed designed to bring video more front and center. Users can still access their account page, discovery tab, reels, and shopping in the bottom navigation bar. Twitter began testing Twitter Circle, which lets you share private tweets with up to 150 accounts. Circle tweets will appear differently in the timeline, and users can like these tweets but not retweet them. Users can change the accounts in their Twitter Circle anytime. Meta is winding down podcasting on Facebook. Podcasters will no longer be able to add shows to Facebook as of this week, and the company will remove them entirely on June 3rd of this year. The Audio Hub and Soundbite service will close sometime in the coming weeks, but live audio rooms will continue by being folded into Facebook Live. A Meta spokesperson says the move will help the company focus on the most meaningful experiences. And NVIDIA agreed to a settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, agreeing to pay $5.5 million to settle charges it did not properly disclose that crypto mining was a significant element of its gaming business. The charges date back to NVIDIA's fiscal 2018, when NVIDIA did not disclose to investors its gaming revenue growth was partially driven by crypto mining. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.